What's up, you guys? This is Ernest, and it has been forever. Welcome to Ernest with a T. I am so excited to be back. I wanted to do a last show for the year. This year has been crazy for all of us. Thank God that we are trying to stay healthy and things are progressing. We got a new president that's about to come on board. And it looks like it's going to look up from now. So I hope you guys have been well. I miss you guys so much. Thank you for the continued supporting this podcast, my social media platform. Also, thank you for supporting Honest Lux, my jewelry line. If you have not heard about it, make sure you check it out. It's honestlux.myshopify.com. If you have any questions, just DM me on my IG, which is ErnTay84. And I'm also on TikTok, ErnTay84. So many different things have been going on with me. But nonetheless, let's get into some things because we haven't gotten into some things recently. One thing that somebody reached out and asked me and they emailed me for the podcast is they were in a situation, they were in a relationship with this guy and they didn't know whether or not they were dating somebody they could marry or just a regular boyfriend. So I'm gonna give y'all my description of what I think it really is. It's the difference between husband dick and boyfriend dick. And let me tell you, husband dick is totally different than having a boyfriend dick. Husband dick is more like, I would say more like a Honda Civic. Honda Civic, because all you gotta do is get the oil change every once in a while. And just make sure it's reliable. You don't gotta do too much with a husband dick, right? And it's always gonna work. It's always gonna work. It's always gonna please you a little bit. But when you get that boyfriend dick, it's more like a Rolls Royce because it's expensive. You may have to pay for some meals here and there. It can break down. And once it breaks down on you, then it costs a lot. And it may not be something that you can uphold. I will say that. So get you a good old husband dick. It don't gotta be that big. Something that's still gonna please you and something that you're gonna still like, okay? Because the boyfriend dick is gonna get you in trouble and it may have you spinning your car. Imagine you getting a boyfriend dick and then next thing you know, you swiping your ATM card. Okay, baby, I got it. I don't mind spending that $2,000 on them Gucci shoes. No. Get you somebody that you don't got to do that for. Get you somebody that you're going to love regardless. Get you a good old husband dick, okay? It don't got to be that big. Just make sure it's right. Because sometimes y'all be wanting too much anyway. Y'all be wanting the huge, enormous piece, but can't even take the huge, enormous piece. So why get something that you can't even take anyway? Get you something that it ain't going to blow your back out and ain't going to have you in the emergency room laid out and spread wide open, okay? Get you something that is kind of cute and something that's kind of cute, but cute and friendly. That's what I would say. It is so important that I think that most people think and consider these things before you marry that person. And like me and my cousin was talking about like different backgrounds, I will say. We have a friend that actually is dating a Jamaican. And y'all heard about those Jamaicans, right? If y'all haven't heard the Jamaicans, once you get a Jamaican, shout out to my Jamaicans that's on here. And y'all know it's the truth. Once I hear you get a Jamaican, then you know what time it is, okay? And they is the ones that gonna have your mind blown and have you calling you at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to catch them an Uber across town and you paying $50 out your pocket. Don't do that for yourself. Get you a good old little piece and call it a day. That was my tidbit for that because when she asked me that question, I was like, girl, this you don't even gotta do all that. Get you something that is gonna always sustain and it ain't gonna hurt you. Outside of that, it is so much other things that been going on in the world right now. And then we always talk about relationships. I love talking about relationships on this show. And I love talking about the good and the bad and the ugly about relationships. And one of the things I can always say is that we look for things that are wrong with the person instead of looking for the right things in the person first. That's just the honest truth. That's just the God honest truth. We look for all the bad things and wonder why we still ain't got no man or wonder why we still ain't got no woman is because you don't have this list of things that blocked everybody from wanting you. Like, they gotta have a nice car, but you ain't got a nice car. They gotta have a job, but you working at McDonald's. They gotta have so many different stipulations that you can't even get to the heart of the person because I'm not saying date a bum. Don't date no bum now, and don't be dating no roaches, okay? And y'all heard the last episode about the roach, so if y'all haven't heard, please go to that last episode because it will tell you some things, all right? But don't be trying to date nobody don't be trying to date people that is not worth your time, that does not treat you right, and be open to dating people. Be open-minded because at the end of the day, we're not built to be alone. People say that, I can be by myself. I can be by myself. No, God didn't intend you to be by yourself. He intended you for you to be with somebody in some capacity, whether they're a friend or whether they are a loved one. So make sure that you continue to find that right person for you, but don't be trying to do too much because we're getting old and you don't want to be around 50 years old because nobody's going to go to the nursing home and wipe your butt. So, I mean, you got to find somebody at the end of the day. Don't find no crackhead or nothing, but find somebody that's going to want you. So, and that's my thing today. I wanted to go in and talk about this, just talk about some things. I just miss talking to you guys because it just seemed like I said it's been forever. It really has been forever. I hope you guys have been taking care of your bodies. I've definitely have gained that quarantine 30, that COVID 30 weight gain. I'm going to try to get it right on January the 2nd. I've told myself that I'm going to be trying to do like a better health lifestyle and all that stuff. So I'm going to try to get it together because next summer, I'm definitely going to be showing off that body. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So definitely be trying to show off my body or whatever the case may be. So we got to get it together. We got to stay healthy. Make sure you drink a lot of water and all that good stuff. And stay in the house. We don't want to be staying in the house, but sometimes we got to stay in the house because COVID is real and we've seen that. And we have a president that don't really care about us and our well-being right now. So hopefully that you're taking care of yourself and you being mindful of what's going on, because at the end of the day, you got to take care of you first. I just miss you guys. I cannot wait for you guys to hear about more episodes that I have coming up at the beginning of the year. And there will be a lot of the shows will be with guests. And I know you guys had special guests that I have last season. And this upcoming season is going to be so wonderful. I just want to say you guys have a happy new year. God bless each and every one of you. And I hope that next year, 2021, is better for all of us, because it will be better for all of us. We got to manifest and claim that. Manifest and claim that it's going to be the biggest year that you ever going to have in your entire life. And because it will be once you start manifesting those things. I love you guys. Have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful the rest of the year, because we only got a few more days in this year. Keep rocking with me, and I'm going to keep rocking with y'all. And thank you guys I actually looked and I saw that Spotify, actually I was in four countries this year. So thank you so much for supporting, and just keep rocking with me. Make sure you guys, like I said, check out all my platforms of different things that I got going on. And if you have any questions, hit me up. I'll talk to you guys later.